You might have heard the term white feminism used lately.
Of course I have, and I'll tell you why. Because I am a shitlord, and I educated myself. Because I have listened to feminists and believed what they said. So tell me what's wrong with white feminists.
After Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift's Twitter exchange, or when people critique HBO's Girls.
You see, these should be red flags right here for feminists. If the people who are commanding the feminist dialogue are Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift, or Lena Dunham's fucking TV program. My point being, if Christopher Hitchens had had a big blowout with Richard Dawkins, it would be worth talking about. If Taylor Swift and Nicki Minaj have a little Twitter spat, it's not.
But what does it mean?
It means that Western feminists have no greater issue than what some dipshit says to another dipshit on Twitter. Yes, yes, I know that you're talking about what does white feminism mean. Go on, go ahead and be racist.
Basically, white feminism is feminism that ignores intersectionality.
Then why call it white feminism? Why not just call it simple feminism or basic feminism? Why don't you call intersectional feminism feminism plus or something?
So not all feminists who are white feminists.
Yeah, I can see where the confusion's coming from. But I mean, I understand what you're saying.
But most white feminists are white. Because white people just don't have to think about things like race on a daily basis.
Unless you're a progressive, and then you have to think about race constantly.
And we're not just pulling the race card.
You see the expression in the way you've done that? It tells me that you are just pulling the race card.
White feminism excludes the experiences of basically anyone who's not white, cis, and straight.
And female. But go on, tell me why that's problematic.
Here's why that's so problematic.
Sorry, tell me why it's so problematic.
First, it assumes the way white women experience misogyny is the way all women experience misogyny.
Could you try to have a slightly more judgy, entitled expression and tone of voice, please? With a little bit more condescension. And then please go on and tell me how each individual's experiences slightly differ due to their own circumstances.
And that's just not true.
I believe you.
White feminism aims to close the wage gap between men and women. But what it fails to recognize is that most of the time, Latina and Black women make even less than white women.
Yeah, but that doesn't change the stated goal because, believe it or not, Black and Latina women are still women. God, I can't believe I'm defending white feminism.
And police brutality should be viewed as a feminist issue.
What, in the same way that, like, animal rights are a feminist issue?
But it doesn't affect white women the way it affects women of color. If Sandra Bland had been a white woman, would a simple traffic stop have resulted in an arrest?
Categorically, yes. Here is the footage from Sandra Bland's arrest.
Get out of the car now, or I'm going to remove you.
And I'm calling my police.
I'm going to yank you out of here.
Okay, you're going to yank me out of my car?
Get
out. Okay, all right.
25.
Let's do this.
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah. Don't touch me.
Get out of the car.
Don't touch me. I'm not under arrest. You don't have the right to say
you are under arrest.
And compare that to the footage of a white woman being arrested during a traffic stop.
All right. Well, you're not free to leave.
You're
going to take the bag
off. No,
I'm not.
You're
going to take the bag off.
No, I'm not.
They're not shooting.
Hey! This is you're raping me. This is rape. This is rape. This is rape.
Relax.
Okay.
Relax your arms.
It's relaxed.
Stop fighting with me.
It's relaxed.
Stop fighting with me.
These women weren't being treated in this way because they were female, or because they were black, or because they were white. They were being treated this way because they were challenging the cops' authority. And if you hadn't noticed, female privilege isn't working here. They're being treated like a man.
White feminism ignores the role that whiteness plays in creating things like beauty standards. For example, this is okay, but this isn't.
According to who? By what standard? You know that the content warning on the album cover isn't actually to do with the cover and to do with the content within it.
White women are most often the faces of feminism. Tina Fey, Taylor Swift, Amy Schumer have been able to break into industries that have been dominated by cis white men. But Black women, women of color, we face barriers that white women don't.
Only if you're saying the entire industry that you're trying to get into is racist.
Being a white feminist doesn't make you a bad person. It just means you have a lot to learn.
Yeah, I mean, racism isn't something people are born with. It does have to be learned.
The most important thing any white feminist can do is educate herself and listen and engage with the experiences of women of color without silencing them.
Because sometimes as white ladies, we just have to shut the fuck up.